So now we're doing the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, okay. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Another Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
God damn it. All right. Good. Oh, good.
I have Salsa, a bag in front of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your set is prettier than my set. My set says State of the Art Dentistry by
Chalet. Chalet Dental Care.
Chalet?
I have an Oakleaf.
That's some state of the art dentistry.
Yeah. I have oak leaves pinned to my side.
Aww. Yeah.
This is a bag with that is apparently a present for me.
I gave that Salsa a leaf.
It's from mother-in-law.
I feel like there's something in the bag, and then there's a bag inside the bag with something in that.
You should go for the bag inside the bag first. I think that's the thing.
Bag inside the bag.
Specifically for you. Huh? That's the one that's specifically
I feel like that's unwrapping things wrong, though. You're supposed to take everything out of the bag and then take everything out of those bags.
Yeah, I don't...
Isn't that the correct way
I mean, you know what? It's your birthday.
It's not anymore, but...
Right. This is the point that I'm making.
But it's for your birthday,
Well, let's do this. Let's take this. So I've removed the bag from the bag, and I will remove the rest of what is in the bag. Oh, there's something... This...
I guess...
Whatever it is, it's. It sounds like a puppy.
Hopefully it's not breakable.
All right, there's...
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
So there's two bags inside of the bag. One of them is in a bag, and one of them is another bag. That made sense in my head.
It's meta. It's a meta bag.
We're gonna go with the tall. No, we're gonna go with this one first.
That one first.
This
okay.
The wrapped in the paper. This is
God,
a ball.
I don't wanna know.
Oh no! Oh no!
Nothing good ever came in a ball shape.
Oh,
what
no.
is it? What is it?
Captain Morgan Cannon Blast.
Oh jeez.
Oh yes.
An intensely delicious shot.
Well, there
this
you go.
Is, I mean, this is a cannonball.
It is.
With a cap on it, and
I love that it's got a little blasting cap up on the top.
Yeah.
Caribbean rum with spice and natural flavors.
All right.
The natural flavor is eye patch.
Yeah. Hopefully the natural flavor is
so
coconut.
That's one thing. And now I'll open up the other one. And what do we have in here? What do we have? We have... eggnog. This is eggnog booze.
Oh, fuck.
Winter Haven Farms eggnog home style. Made with cream, so Jenna can't have it.
Nope.
And a fine selection of rum, brandy, and American blended whiskey.
And...
crammed full
and
of goodness.
Sounds amazing, and I'm
also
jealous.
That.
I don't even like eggnog, and that sounds amazing.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, you're just going to have rum.
Oh, my life is hard.
Yeah, would you get me those shot glasses
again
for the rum? And
like I said, I didn't know all of what was going on.
No, absolutely.
But I did know that we were going to want those glasses.
While I'm pouring these, James, would you go get Jenna... Dr. Pepper, so she can have a Dr. Tiki at least.
Or James had also brought booze for tonight.
Oh, had he? Well,
yeah.
There you go.
So James is going to grab what he brought.
All right. I just didn't want you to be left out.
I mean, he didn't necessarily bring booze.
Yeah, I had no idea what was about to happen, but I was prepared
with eggnog.
Right.
With silk nog.
Yeah.
That's dairy-free. Soy nog.
Yeah.
So Jenna is going to have...
All right.
Also eggnog. Okay.
I think with Kahlua?
With Kahlua.
With Kahlua sounds
Do
you want
fucking
rum?
Amazing.
Do you want rum as well?
Well, who doesn't?
Well, I mean...
I've got three glasses.
I mean, we need to have the rum. And then...
Oh.
Why?
What?
No. What? Huh?
I was going to say...
The Kahlua and eggnog.
Kahlua and eggnog.
Right, but did you want
no.
rum as well?
No.
Okay,
I thought you meant this rum.
Yeah, the rum shots that we'll all be doing.
Yes, that.
That's where he got confused.
Oh,
there's rum and then there's rum.
Non-specific.
No, you were non-specific.
All right. This is great podcasting, right?
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So what we have now to sum up is we have a cannonball of rum that we are all going to take a shot of. Yeah. We have the Winter Haven Farms boozy eggnog, which James and I will be partaking in.
Yes.
And then there is dairy-free nog.
I'm having a nog Russian.
Kahlua.
Yeah, dairy-free, gluten-free, cholesterol-free.
So,
and you know what? Just for good measure, I'm going to shake this gently.
Oh, that's probably smart.
Yeah, just because I don't know If it doesn't have dairy, gluten, or whatever, calories, I don't know what's in there.
All right.
But it probably needs to be awakened.
Yeah. I only drink things that need to be awakened.
So while James is mixing that, I will point.
Like that once?
Yep.
While James is mixing that, I will point Jenna's attention to the bar where I have added steps.
Ooh! We got classy all up in here.
The booze, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Booze being on a plane now. There's
dang.
There's two steps.
Man, it's like staging.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. It looks pretty nice up there.
It really does look classy.
Here is.
I don't know how you made the hot donkey and the sparkle donkey look classy, but well done.
You know what? If anyone, that's because I turned the labels away.
Oh.
There we go.
Well, now they're looking at each other.
Yeah,
that's
now they
creepy.
Can kiss.
Yeah, but now we can't see a label. It just looks like a bottle with liquid in it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. So, well, let's do the rum first.
Agreed.
All right.
So here's the Captain Morgan Cannon Blast Cannonball of rum. So here's a shot.
I'm not downing it all
it
in one.
It smells like
a cola flavor.
Yeah, it kind of has a rum and cola thing going on.
All right,
here we go.
All right. Taste.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't shoot that.
I like it.
Because now I have more to sip.
It's got
that's
very
a good plan
spice.
On your part.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an actual spice to it. It's
it does, but it's got a real mellowness.
Yeah,
there is. It's got an orange peel,
mm-hmm.
An orange zest on the front, and then the back end actually has like almost a cayenne spice in the back,
but just a touch.
Just no,
it's
yeah,
not,
just
yeah,
subtle.
It's just
enough to make your throat go oh.
Oh, hi,
I would
you're
put
there.
That into a refreshing Coke Zero.
No, that's a bit of all right. It's got
good.
It's got citrus on the front and actual spice on the back. I enjoyed that.
Citrus in the front, spice in the back was my stripper name.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. Good. All right.
Sometimes improv is saying yes to the reality of the situation and not to what is being posited.
Right.
So let's try these.
All right.
Let's try these eggnogs here.
Yeah.
All right.
It smells like eggnog.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. No, that is absolutely a bit of art.
Figured out how I can drink eggnog.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yours is acceptable?
Yeah.
Good.
Might I have a taste?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a noggy white Russian, which is delightful, actually.
Mm. No, okay, that is quite good.
Try it up. Yeah.
I would have put in slightly less Kahlua, personally.
Nope.
Personally.
Yeah.
James knows me.
No, absolutely. Yeah. I'm just saying, personally, if I were making it, I would put in, because I really like the egg flavor up front. But yeah, that's definitely very good.
I actually got us a carton of regular eggnog also. So, great minds think alike.
Yay!
We will absolutely be breaking into that.
Yes.
Yeah. Well done, mother-in-law.
Yes,
yay!
Indeed.
Yeah.
I do love me some eggnog. James is probably aware of this.
Yeah, you and I are eggnog brothers.
I knew that you liked eggnog, but it wasn't like...
Did James tell you what I did at work?
Mm.
One day?
Mm.
More than one day.
No.
Actually, more than one day I did this. In the morning, I stopped at the grocery store and got a carton of eggnog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what I drank during the day.
Mm. Yeah.
And emptied the whole thing by the end of the workday. And our boss was just looking at me a little strange, because I just had this carton of eggnog sitting on my desk that I would chug from. No, I love me some eggnog.
Yeah, I did something stupid with eggnog. I know.
I'm shocked.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, feigned surprise for me. Thank you. And then somebody was doing 62 hours of television marathon.
62 hours of this.
62 hours of this.
Yep. So, and it was over the winter
the
holidays.
The next die laughing.
Oh, yes.
I dare you, James.
Well.
30 minutes. 30 minutes left.
30 minutes.
Man.
Okay, how long can you keep it up?
Without laughing? Or can I laugh?
I will put you up. I will put you up at 4:30 in the morning.
All right.
But I will put you up.
Okay.
Reply. Fucking.
Well, it would have to be 25 minutes because it's 25 minutes.
Yeah, plus
25 sounds a lot better than 30 minutes.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't sound a lot better after this. But I just, first 7 minutes. After the second 7 minutes, people are begging. They're like, well, donate more. Just stop.
If there's any way to erase the memory of the clown joke,
oh, it would be this. Man. Mm. Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay.
Bad ideas born here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that he had done, the host had done during the prior 62-hour marathon was the milk gallon challenge,
oh,
which is a terrible plan for any living human being. Yep. And so this next one was over the holidays, and he decided that instead of a full gallon of milk, that a half gallon of eggnog would be the thing to happen. Mm. And it turns out that I can hold just under a gallon of, or just under a half gallon of eggnog.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, dear.
Television.
Oh.
Yep.
That's, yep.
Friend of mine from years ago.
I'm right here.
Some of you from years ago.
I've never been a friend.
Oh, that's fair.
Some of you may be aware of what the SCA is.
Oh, yeah.
The Society for Creative Anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
And every year at the SCA, they have a big war called PENZIC. And PENZIC is an excuse for...
The spice place?
PENZIC is a place for sword nerds to get together for 2 weeks in the woods and have a fight.
Which, surprisingly, isn't my thing.
It's really not my thing either.
You would think sword nerds. Like, yeah, I would just be all over that shit.
I was in SCA for many years, and I actually enjoyed
what?
It. A lot. Nerd. And I do have a lot of awards and stuff like that in the SCA. And if I ever went back, I'm sure it wouldn't be a problem. But that's how I met Ernesto and some other things.
That's
how I learned. That's how I learned sword and board fighting and fencing and stuff.
Okay,
like that,
sure.
Other stuff. But anyway, PENZIC is, again, this place where literally thousands of people get together in this field in Pennsylvania. And I'm not joking. They have battles.
Yep.
You know, they have swords made of rattan, which is what your wicker furniture is made out of.
It's kind of like kendo sticks.
Kind of, yeah. And they go out there and they have battles with thousands of people facing thousands of people. It's huge.
Hmm.
But it's also a huge place to drink in the evenings.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
And this friend of mine was in a clan who had a reputation for being pretty hard drinkers. My friend got into a drinking competition with this other group.
Uh-huh.
And they challenged him, so he got to choose the beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's, you know, beer or whiskey or rum or vodka. And they go, okay, we challenge you to a drinking challenge. He's like, what's your drink? And he goes, milk. And they went, what?
Yeah.
He said, whole milk.
Ooh.
Was he a farm boy?
No. No, he was just...
Not for long.
He was just bigger than James and the same, like, bellicose nature as, like, Mark Lazarchik. And just yes. loud and outgoing. It was just like,
this pleases me.
Yeah. They did. They sat down and faced off and glass for glass.
Jesus.
And nobody won that night.
No.
But they a ton
it was
of
a lesson on war.
Exactly. It was he won the psychological war on that one. Because afterwards they were like, man. That motherfucker's in, just don't fuck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Don't fuck with him. He will drink you under the table.
Yeah.
And
under the cow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I didn't have much to work with, all right?
It's fine.
Yeah,
I actually was. Yeah.
I did actually. I attended Dub Dub once.
Dub Dub was
Dub Dub is similar, I gather.
It's a
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a similar kind of thing, and I went, yeah, this isn't for me,
mm-hmm.
but it's cool. Like sure. You guys do your things. I did some shopping at the bazaar, and
yeah.
I was there with my then fiance,
mm-hmm.
And. That's a story I'm never repeating again. Anyway. I did have a date like that once. But anyway, like, and so he basically, like, we set up camp, and then he just, like, disappeared. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I hung out at the camp with a bunch of other campers. And we did camp-like things. Mm-hmm. And, like, I impressed them all with, like, the amount of folk songs I knew. And I'm like 19 at this point, right? Which is why we're not going to talk about that engagement. Yeah. But I sang all of these songs, and they're like, oh, we want you to be with us. Be a part of our you should join us. And I was like,
James, for reference.
Yes.
Dub Dub is like if you went to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival said, this place would be so much better without the patrons. And then those patrons weren't there.
Yeah.
So, every day at Fest?
Without the patrons.
Without the patrons.
Like, that's, yeah.
So, like, there's, like,
them actually disappearing would be the difference.
Yeah, no, it's, okay. It's, yeah. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
There's no patrons there. It's just everybody's a participant. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, I sang folk songs, and they were like, oh, my God, you're so cool. You need to join us. And I'm like, I grew up at a Ren Faire. Of course I know a bunch of folk songs. Like, that's, I don't, what?
You want to hear some
you guys
fish jokes?
Don't know these? Mm-hmm. No, that was pre-fish joke.
Ah.
That was before my fish joke era.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, anyway. Yeah, they tried to adopt me, and I was like, yeah, I'm not feeling it, man.
So that's what we did this weekend.
I take over the world.
James, what did you do this weekend?
So fucking much.
Well, I mean, we all celebrated Salsa's birthday.
There was that.
Do we want to start there?
I think we can start there and then split off.
Let's start there. Okay, so it was my birthday this weekend.
Yay!
We were originally going to do my annual tradition of going to a hockey game. And I really, really wanted to go. So, most of you probably are not aware, there is a professional women's hockey league now. Has been for a few years now.
Yeah.
The NWHL. But this year, this year was the debut year of Minnesota's new team. They expanded. The NWHL expanded this year, and Minnesota was the expansion team. So this year the Minnesota Whitecaps came into existence, and I was like, I really want to go to one of those games to see, you know, professional women's hockey, A, to support it, B, to go to a game, and C, to have my daughter go and see this. And D, hockey. Also, the Minnesota Whitecaps fucking killing it. Just destroying everyone in their path.
They are.
Turns out it was probably a good weekend not to go because they lost both games this weekend.
Aww.
It was their first and second losses ever as a team. Like, they were dominant. Like, they were 8-0 this season until the losses this weekend. But what happened was, I was like, okay, you should probably go buy the tickets now. Tickets cost less if you bought in bulk, so I was waiting until I had a head count.
Sure,
and then I
sure.
went to buy the tickets, and they were sold out.
Aww.
Which I should have seen coming, considering this is Minnesota, and
it's
you know
hockey.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's on me. And there was no other team playing in the Twin Cities on that weekend. The Wild were not playing on that day, and I think they might have been out of town. The Magicians, which is usually my go-to, they were out of town this weekend. And I'm morally opposed to going to see college sports.
Man, some of those kids are getting an education because they're sporting, though.
Also,
like, one of my college friends got a scholarship, and now he does, like, social work stuff. So, like,
and I don't dispute that, but the fact that literally the highest paid individual in most states is a college coach.
Sure.
I'm kind of morally opposed to that.
You can hate the coach and not
the
players.
There are billions of dollars that go into college sports, and the players don't get paid.
Yeah, they get nothing. Like, in fact, if they take any compensation at all,
They're out. And if they're injured, they not only are they out off the team, but they're basically out of college because they lost their scholarship. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bad business. There are ways that it could be okay.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't take that much to make it okay, but the way things are right now, it bugs me morally, and I'm really not a fan.
Yeah. I'm cool as long as you're down with the system and not the players.
No. I don't don't begrudge the players at all.
All right.
It's absolutely the system.
What you're looking for is for the system to be better for the
players. For the players.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why do you hate vets?
I know, right?
It's the same thing.
Always taking people's dogs and making them feel better.
No, I would absolutely go to a college game.
I hate you so hard right now.
I mean, I go to the state tournament, the high school tournament every year.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely go to that. Just because there isn't...
You know they don't get paid either, right?
But that's... But it's a different thing.
I know it is.
Anyway, I digress.
Side note, the inaugural season for the NWHL began October 11th, 2015.
Yeah. So it's really not that old. It's pretty new. And I think they went from 4 teams to 5 this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's still pretty small, but I really want to support them. I want to see this grow. Agreed. And I want to see this become a thing. So I'm glad that the game sold out. That's awesome. It just meant we couldn't go. So, no hockey to go to, so I was like, well, what could we do for my birthday instead? How about, instead of watching other people skate, we go skating? So that's what we ended up doing.
You guys went skating.
Yeah. I
wouldn't call what I did skating.
I would, actually. You got into it pretty quick.
Yeah, no, James was doing pretty good.
Yeah. You were using your hips. There were other people that started that day that never figured out to use their hips.
But I found a place with relatively inexpensive skate rental and an open skate, and so for like $7 you can rent skates and go skating for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not bad at all. That's a pretty good deal.
No, it's fantastic.
And if you have your own skates, it's $4. So you show up, you strap on your skates, and you go skating for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's awesome. You know, and especially when we had a good 2 dozen people there.
Oh, yeah.
From various different social circles, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
It was some fest friends, some family friends, some, people that I know through my wife, some people that, I know through school. It's just like a bunch of different social circles all came together to just kind of have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And have this low-key, like, we're just going to skate around on the ice for a little bit and hang out.
It was super fun watching you guys. I did not skate. Number one, I didn't really have the inclination. Number two, like, my back was being grumpy. So I decided not to push that. I hung out with my boyfriend and watched everybody else skate. And that was, number one, that was fun. That was more fun than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Watching James slow motion fall with style and grace was possibly the highlight. But I also sat there. We got concession stand cappuccinos, which was everything I shouldn't have in life. But I want, like, okay, gas station cappuccinos are like my secret guilty pleasure.
Hmm.
And when I say guilty pleasure, I usually feel guilty afterwards because my entire body is like, fuck you.
Gas station anything is usually pretty guilty.
Yeah. But that was exactly what they had at the concession stand. Right. And I was like, I want one. And
those ones that start as a powder and continue as a powder.
My boyfriend was like, are you sure you want that? And I'm like, oh, I know that I don't, but I do.
Yeah.
He's like, so do I buy you one? I'm like, yes, please. So, yeah. But we sat there and we watched you guys. And it was lovely watching everybody skate.
Hmm.
And trying to figure out how we would steal the Zamboni.
Yeah.
That was important.
Mm.
But my favorite was James and Scott skating next to each other with the long hair and the beards, one of them in a flannel, the other in a sweater. Like, just these big guys skating along. And I'm like, they're skating really well, but it looks like skating lumberjacks.
Hmm.
It's like the two of them are just, you know, out on the ice on business. They're trying to get across the lake to get to the trees on the other side or some shit. It was beautifully picturesque. You were even wearing the same shade of gray. Mm. Like, it was... you were co-workers out to do some logging. Is what that was.
It was Paul Bunyan on ice.
It was. And then watching the kids.
Yeah.
Asher was adorable with that little walker.
Yeah. Asher was doing pretty solid.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he found the toe picks and he was just like, I know how to grip now.
Last time we had gone out, we had used hockey skates because that's what the rest of us are using.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that have never been to a skating rink, for kids, they have these little, they're just A-frames. With a bar across them.
They look like walkers.
Exactly. They look like little walkers for kids that they can hold on to and keep their balance while they're skating. And Asher discovered that if he just balances on top of the bar and puts all his weight on that and just digs his toe picks in and pushes, that he could get some serious speed on there.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, there was one point where, like... it was my daughter and my son together, and we like stopped, and my daughter had like she was like her glove had come off and her hand was cold or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I stopped and I like turn over and I'm like helping her put a glove on, and I turn around and he's fucking gone. Like, he was a good 50 feet away from me, and I just
it was like one of those Baby's Day Out cartoons, a toddler.
Just like
And he had no control.
No.
So, like he was not going straight. He was, like, going sideways and stuff like that, just in and out. And there was a lot of other people on the ice, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So I chase after him. No, he was having a time of his life. And then by the end of the day, he was actually, like, had gotten rid of the frame. Like, he was actually going a few feet by himself. So, yeah, he's doing great. That kid, if he wants to get into hockey, he will have a career ahead of him. And my daughter, who is in hockey practice, you know, has been learning how to skate. And her best friend in the entire world was there. And so she was...
Oh, my God, watching the two of them skate together was so adorable.
And her friend was using one of the frames because she wasn't a very good skater. And so Lilibeth was, like, helping her and teaching her, you do this. This is how you do this. just being the little teacher who know-it-all that she is.
Uh-huh.
They were having a grand old time. And my wife and I, with all of the other friends that we had there, were able to split duties... as watching the kids and then going off and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. We only had one major injury.
Yep.
Which is always good.
I felt bad, like, because I was there to watch people fall.
Yeah.
Like, specifically to watch people fall.
Like NASCAR.
I'm gonna watch James fall, and it's going to be hilarious. Mm-hmm. And it was. Yeah. It was fantastic. Uh-huh. But number one, I missed it when our friend fell.
It was right in front of me.
Yeah.
I fell as well.
Oh, I missed that too.
Oh.
But I was there to watch people fall, but I wasn't there to watch people get hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, once somebody was hurt, I'm like, aww.
And I knew it was a distinct possibility.
Sad.
But I also figured that everybody there was an adult who knew the inherent risks when you go ice skating.
Wow.
So.
I mean.
And the
except for the children.
Mm. And the guy who did, it was like, he just has like some bruised ribs.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't been skating in a long time and he was starting to get cocky. In fact, we had just had the conversation about him wanting to try crossovers in the corners.
Mm.
And so he was starting to just get just to that point where I'm going to push the envelope a little bit. And he had actually joked, he was like, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my cell phone in my pocket.
Yep.
That way I have... motivation to not fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
That was what he told me, too.
Yep.
While he was upright.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But he did biff it, like I said, pretty much right in front of me.
Yeah.
And in my trying to stop and make sure he was okay, I biffed it.
Mm.
And I like, one skate just suddenly went whoop, and I did a half turn and landed flat on my back. Like, it was back flat. Flat, which probably is what saved me,
yeah,
because it was a distributed
right.
ball, you know, as opposed to on a wrist or something like that. It knocked the wind out of me, but I was up in no time flat. And but he got up too, and he was like, "Yeah, it's fine." But after a little bit, like he went and sat down, and they ended up to going to ER or the not ER
urgent
care, and they were like, "Yeah, you have bruised ribs."
Those are
not
really
fun,
awful.
Not at all.
No.
But like later. Again, this is the father of my daughter's best friend in the entire world.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took her to dinner just that way. The parents could go to urgent
parents
care.
Parents could go do the parent thing.
Without having a child. And when we dropped her off later, like he was up and about. And seemed to be fine.
Good.
So,
did he at least take his skates off?
But yeah, okay. after ice skating, a smaller group of us... they had to be smaller because there was a lot of people there.
Whoa, yeah.
Went to Benihana.
Yeah. So I had never been to a Japanese steakhouse.
Had you not?
In fact, Joe had been talking about wanting to bring me to a Japanese. He's like, this is your
never.
Thing. You
My
you
goodness.
Would enjoy that. There's fire, there's entertainment, there's really good food. Like, mm-hmm. So when I told him where we were going for dinner, he was like, wait, what is that? And he looks it up and he's like, oh, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So managed to kill two birds with one stone that night.
Fire, good entertainment, and good food. When have you ever shown an interest in any of those?
Nope.
No, man.
Nope.
Right.
But yeah, so for those who are not familiar with Benihana, Benihana is one of those... I'm blanking on the word.
Hibachi?
Hibachi. Places where they cook the food on the table right in front of you.
Hmm.
And watching my children watch this going down was a
oh
treat.
My God.
Was an absolute
I wish
treat.
I had been in a better position to see them.
Because, yeah, like... like, they put the oil on the grill and they light it up and big fucking fireball. And James... because there's enough of us that we're at two separate tables.
Yep.
James leans to me and goes, what do you want? Loud enough for my daughter to hear. And my daughter is conditioned at this point. She hears, what do you want? And the obvious answer is,
more
fire. Because that's the Fondazzi's catchphrase. What do you want? More fire. Mm. So she goes, more fire. And very enthusiastically. And so the chef is like, all right, dump some more oil on, lights the thing up. Ooh, big fireball.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the knife play and throwing the eggs up in the air and you know, catching the salt shaker in the hat and stuff like that. My kids were having the time of their lives. They were absolutely loving it. And yeah, it was a good group of people, and we laughed a lot, and we ate amazing food, and I had the scallops, which, and what James had, I don't remember what it was called, but
James and I had the same thing actually.
Okay,
it was a steak and mushroom deal with like garlic. Everything.
It was steak that had been marinated in like red wine.
Yeah,
and it was incredible. Fucking joking. This shit melted.
Yeah,
in your mouth. This steak was so goddamn tender.
Mm. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, no, and the scallops, goddamn. Like, there was no bad bite of food in that place. Mm-mm. I actually had my kids' leftovers for lunch today.
Hey.
Pretty damn good.
Hell yeah.
Hibachi rolled hot dogs, so a little bit lower on the scale, but not bad. Still good. It had been in a man's pocket, the shirt pocket, where he caught the shrimp also. And the salt shaker next to it.
And then we discussed the saddest video ever, which was, if you have never seen Hibachi Chef tries to cook on a normal table. Have you not seen this?
What?
I will be posting this video.
No, I will show you this.
Shit.
Joe showed me this video before we went.
Fuck, I'm so excited.
I will be posting this in the show notes, by the way, because this video,
it's
funny.
So good.
And actually...
it's a clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah. The individual who did not come to dinner because he had fallen and was in urgent care actually later that day messaged me a link to that video.
Yeah.
So but yeah, it's a hibachi chef trying to cook on a regular table. And it is the saddest
sad
funniest thing
and hilarious.
Ever.
I'm so
good.
Excited.
Pretty damn good.
Oh yeah.
And that was the weekend. Mm. It was a fantastic little birthday. And then what else? Today we had the chimney sweeps come out. Hmm. To sweep out our chimney, and our chimney looks amazing.
Yeah.
And we had a fire this afternoon.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all good.
You get the tile in this basement fireplace yet?
No, they actually, one of the things they did is look at that, and they were like, yeah, we're probably going to have to rebuild the flue in there.
Mm-hmm. So. Damn it.
Not the worst that it could be, but
no, but they are going to give us a quote on that.
Sure.
And okay. We will figure out what the next step is.
Hmm. So. Good. Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
The rest of you.
Pardon me. Oh, so Saturday, I made plans with last week's guest Becky and Joe to go to JJ's because you guys had been talking about how amazing it was.
Yes.
But then Saturday,
no,
there was snow all over the place, and the timing, like the way we had set up the timing, Joe and I had a place to be, so like it was just awkward timing to try to get through all of the snow to go from Northeast to Edina back to Northeast. Like all of that just wasn't happening with the time frame that we had. So. So we went to Keegan's instead.
Oh, yeah.
And had a lovely time. But that means that I still haven't been to JJ's.
That's a super weird coincidence.
Oh?
Because when we had Dennis Zastera on, they and I made a pact to go to JJ's, and we went on Friday.
Oh, God damn it. Ah, son of a bitch.
Ah, it was good. But yeah, I will look forward to hearing your report of this thing. Yeah.
I did. We did go to Zenbox earlier in the week. So Joe had asked me if I had ever been to Zenbox, and I'm like, it sounds familiar, but I can't place it. And I'm a very visual and recall type person when it comes to memory. So we pull up and I'm like, oh no, I have been here. Mm. Last time I was here was with Bill for our first wedding anniversary after the divorce.
Oh.
It's like,
there's layers of feels there.
Yeah.
It's a whole roller coaster in one sentence.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, it was a really... really good food. It was just like, you know, oh, this is sad. And Joe's like, I'm sorry I brought you to a sad box. And I'm like, no, it's fine, honey. It's good. They have good food. He's like, well, yeah, I know. That's why I wanted to bring you. Like, it was just that kind of a thing. But I do, for those local, I highly recommend the Zen box because holy shit, their ramen is amazing. They've got ramen. They have poke too, but I didn't get any that night because I was going to get some in a couple of days at JJ's. Uh-huh. Anger and wrath.
Soon.
Yeah. What did I do Friday? I did something Friday. I don't remember what. Hmm. Anyway, that's all figured out. Oh, I had a rehearsal. That's right. Hmm. Okay.
Anyway. Saturday I went to the Heights Theater.
Oh.
With a friend, and we saw the film White Christmas as part of like an overall presentation where they do musical guests and things like that beforehand. It was just like a really swank, very low key, fun time.
Nice.
Yeah. There are definitely things in the movie that are problematic. Because of the era.
Right.
And also because of racism. But...
it is called White Christmas. Like... yeah. I have to say,
Holiday Inn is probably a little more spectacularly racist.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah. Films from that era, definitely full of white people. And there is a song about minstrel shows in that movie.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Tell me about it. I was reading Peter Pan to my kids this afternoon.
Oof.
It was suddenly like, and suddenly there's Indians around. There's First Native Nations. Americans in there. Oh,
people.
Oh, this doesn't depict them in a good light, does
no,
it?
No. And the chief was angry because his daughter was missing. Next page.
Yes.
Just like,
And Papa's not going to read these words out loud.
And then Wendy and Peter got to the mermaids, and and they had fun playing together. And then moving on, they and then Captain Hook was trying to drown. Shit.
God. You didn't sing Why is the Red Man Red? Oh, God.
Yeah, there was...
I don't think you were in Ville for that show. We did the Disney musical.
Mm. No.
There was several... So we had an audience trivia game that was basically we did parodies of Disney songs, and the audience member had to tell us what the song actually was. Mm-hmm. Hmm. We did a whole bunch of parodies. I did, instead of Part of Your World, it's Your Mom's a Whore. You know, things like that.
Yeah, right.
I nailed that fucking song, too.
It was delightful.
I can write a hell of a parody. Anyway, but then we did the parody song, Why is the Red Man Red?
Mm-hmm.
Except that it wasn't a parody.
No, it was just straight
we
up.
We just did.
Yep.
Why. And, yeah.
Yep. Whew. And then, yeah. And they're like, that's not a parody song. And Tim's like, you're right. We didn't change it at all because we could find no way to make it any more offensive than what they had already done.
Yeah, that was like, a pretty, pretty strong entry already. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Disney.
Anyway.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I had a really bad chest cold, so if anybody wonders why I sound a little rumbly, this is actually an improvement.
I've been feeling a little under the weather, so now I'm worried.
Yeah, I thought you sounded sultry.
Salty.
He sounds salty.
Oh,
yesterday, I was just basically a rumble like this yesterday.
Oh, God.
The whole day.
Different from that, though.
James, what were you up to?
Aside from...
Things.
Aside from that, went to a wedding. It was lovely.
Oh, yeah?
That's good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It ended up being right in the middle of the blizzard.
Oh, God.
So, the bride just stepped up to the microphone and was like, hey, we were going to start at 4:00. But we're going to start at 5:15.
Whenever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know, the father of the groom shows up or what.
No, it was, out of, I want to say they had like a really decent turnout, but most of the people arrived like a half an hour after that announcement.
Mm-hmm.
So... Half hour, 45 minutes. Like it was.
Okay.
It was pretty miserable. I'm thinking about proper snow tires because the ones that I've got are.
I need
not
new tires too.
Proper snow tires. They're new, but they're like touring all season tires, which is not good for Minnesota.
I got when I got tires because I had to get some last spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time I took PTO, because every time I take PTO, something fucking happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when I got new tires last spring, the guy asked me, he was like, so what kind of tires do you want? He's like, do you want these heavy duty, all terrain, blah, 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 whatever? And I was like, so here are the things that I use my tires for. Driving in the snow and trying to park at the Renaissance Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I've been to the Renaissance Festival. I know exactly what tires. He's like, I live in Shakopee. I'm
well,
like, all right, we got this. So, yeah. And those tires have done me just fine. But they're like 6 months old. So,
yeah.
I'm not fucking with them.
Yeah.
Also, my Toyota Highlander fucking nails it in this stuff.
Yeah, seems
to be my vehicle is a good vehicle for this stuff. Mm-hmm. So
we know that it can stop faster than Tim's car. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, very much so. I did though. I almost hit somebody today. He merged directly in front of me,
mm-hmm.
and then mansplained about it, and she almost hit him.
I mean, no, like swerved, and he had swerved like he had swerved in front of me earlier, and so I moved to the next lane over, and then he swerved in front of me again, like he was trying to be an asshole. Like I can't think of why else he would have done this. Excessively lost, maybe, but like to a tall degree. And then he just went to stop, and I was on the ice, and I ended up hanging out on the sidewalk instead of rear-ending the guy.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, I want to try something different for your next drink here.
Oh, James is getting fancy.
I'm gonna look for that. But yeah, no, somebody tried to do that to me at a stop. They merged in from the right turn lane to get into my lane, and like I'm slowly skidding toward them, even with the ABS on. It's just and I'm just like honking, and it's partially like you were 2 feet in front of me when you decided to merge.
Yeah,
and you're not using your turn signal.
Yeah,
that was 100% what happened to me.
And like, I'm sorry, but the other thing was also like, I can't stop this car in the space that you're giving me. Yeah. So.
Yeah. People forget the whole triple amount of space in snow rule.
Yeah. Well, and the other, so this guy, like, he merged. I was in the right lane, and so he merged. Well, first I was in the left lane, and he merged in front of me there, and like stopped, like slowed down to take a left-hand turn, and I was like, oh, okay. So I moved into the right lane, and then he merged in front of me. In the right lane, like halfway down that block, and then signaled like he was gonna take a right hand turn. And like it was one of those, oh shit, I need to be over here to take this right hand turn, and like and then just basically stopped in front of me, and I like seriously went up on the sidewalk to avoid him. Didn't hit any signs because I'm fantastic. And then from that stopped position, he took a left out of the right-hand lane.
No.
I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck you're... What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I went to take the right because that's what I was doing in the right-hand lane. Yeah.
What?
But, like, I had to
Madness.
Get... I had to get off the sidewalk to take the right that was, like, 5 feet in front of me. Jesus. I was just like, I hit everything. But, yeah. Still haven't been in an accident.
Since rear-ending... Being rear-ended
Yeah. Well, okay. I take that. That is the only actual on-the-road accident I've been in. There was technically one other time somebody backed into me in a parking ramp.
That bitch.
He just started pulling back, and there was a car in front of me and a car behind me, and I had nowhere to go, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm just gonna watch this happen. And then he did it. And this is when I was driving the Biz Marquee. You know which car I'm talking about.
Damn.
Giant 88 boat of doom.
Yeah.
It's a Grand Marquis. It's, anyway.
What have you done to this, James?
Is it good, or did he ruin it for all of time?
Or are you not sure? My next step is putting Dr. Pepper in there.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you try it.
Tell him it's fine so that he doesn't put any Dr. Pepper in there.
It's fine.
What did you put in there, James? The listeners want to know.
The pumpkin pie vodka.
Oh, oh. God. Oh. Why?
Because you're basic.
There's that.
What?
You may not know this.
Yeah, base.
But amongst humans, that is a scathing insult.
Hey, Salsa.
Like, I feel like we've been through this, and I still...
Yeah, base. Nope.
What?
Pumpkin spice is a basic bitch thing. We've talked about this. It's a... Oh, God.
Sometimes when she says you're basic, she means that your tastes are very pedestrian, and sometimes she means you're simple.
Yeah. Also, sometimes I'm referring to the fact that guys have more basic fluids than women
than
do,
acidic?
Because that's how sex actually works. Yeah.
Like a science fair volcano.
Yeah. Women have acidic petri dishes called uteri. And dudes are basic. Science brought to you by Jenna. And of course, I'm using chicks and dudes in the traditional, not necessarily completely accurate
gamut.
Speaking of which, I wanted to apologize to you and also to the listeners. 2 episodes ago, I said something without thinking that was kind of assholey, like accidentally.
You're gonna have to narrow that down.
No,
you're gonna have to remind me because I don't remember what the
MO.
Fuck we do after one of these. Like,
I said that your boobs made you possibly a terrible dude, and that's pretty transphobic and sort of shitty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to apologize and address that.
I feel like we say shitty things about twice every minute.
Yeah.
So I really think nobody would have noticed.
Right. And that's entirely possible, but I noticed. And I wasn't happy about it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
You guys want me to go super chick on you right now?
Do it.
In the cis chick way?
Do it.
So, menopause. We've been talking about this on and off, and how I haven't had a period for like a couple of months, which is great. And what happens when you're perimenopausal? Go ahead, talk about a fedora. I know you want to. Or a beret. Come on.
No, it's not a beret.
It's not a beret.
No.
It's a fedora.
It is, because it's if it doesn't have the hat on, it's just a regular platypus. But with the hat on, it's Perry the Platypus.
Okay.
And therefore...
Can you put a beret on a beret?
Probably.
I think that's what you use to hold a beret on.
You can use it to hold a beret on.
I
it depends on the beret.
I feel like that needs to be a thing.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, so what happens when you're perimenopausal is that you have a period, and then if you miss a period, you start counting from the last time you had a period. And if you get a full 12 months without a period, then suddenly you're in menopause now. Like, that's how scientific this is. Like, because it is more of like a scaled process than anything, right?
It's like watching the coin go down the vortex.
It really is. That's a good analogy. Well done. So I was on the count. I was counting.
Fuck.
And then this past Sunday, not to get too graphic, but I woke up to a murder scene. I was like, oh, well, guess I'm going to have to restart my counter then. But yeah, I don't know if I can describe to you guys how disheartening it is to not be having periods, like, and to not be having periods, like, in an okay medical sense. Like, miss my period. Yes. that's not a thing that I've done for most of my... In fact, there was a time where I missed a period, and that turned out to have repercussions.
Yeah.
But, like, any other time, it's like there's something medically wrong with you. Or you're carrying another life form inside of you. Like, those are the two times where you don't have a period regularly. So, to be in a place where it's not only okay, but slightly encouraged to miss a period. It's like,
or
yes,
two or four or eight.
I'm doing it. I missed one. Missed another. Nope. Ah, son of a
bitch. Like, it's just, now I've got to restart.
Doing hurdles at the Olympics.
Oh, God. It's so annoying. Plus, I feel like I've had just, like, extra built-up PMS this time around. Like, because I was being a little cranky a couple of days beforehand, and I was like, the time of the year isn't good to me, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of other stuff going on, sure. And I was crabby. But I snapped. I don't normally, and I was like, well, but, like, I'm not, like, even if I was going to have a period, this isn't the time for me to be having one.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it was. So, yeah, like, just, it's, I've been extra awful this past week. Just, like, so. Anyway, murder scene.
How do we feel about a break?
I feel like a break sounds pretty good.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that AON podcast. Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey everyone, Salsa here. I just wanted to let you know that the next part of this episode, I fucked up. I made a small change to the audio settings that purely accidentally that shouldn't have been made. We fixed it, you know, probably 10-15 minutes into it, but the audio will be a little weird here for a little bit. So my apologies on that, and that's on to the show. And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And James just walked up. God damn it.
God, no, don't stop it. Just, we'll keep going without him. That's fine.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
Oh, am I Jenna?
I don't know anymore.
I don't know either. You fucked up. You fucked up my...
It's like, we're going to do this thing. Funky walk groove away. Thing. What the fuck?
I realized I didn't have something
funky
that I needed.
Funky groove thing.
Bam, bam.
What are we talking about?
Shows all around.
Yep.
Well, not all around. You know what? That's okay. It's also, I've got enough to make up for your lack of shows.
Correct.
It's fine.
Cool. I'm okay with this.
This weekend, you guys, Klingon Christmas Carol opens.
What?
Yes.
I am so excited. I had, last week, I had the last of my fight rehearsals with my kids. And I'm so proud of them. It looks so good. So good. Oh my god. It's always like the fight choreographer's thing where you never get enough time. But I got,
especially considering how much you fucking packed into this.
I looked at the fight call because I've got Philip Henry is my fight captain.
Oh.
He's doing way more than a regular fight captain. But so he put together the fight call list for the shows, because
nice.
He'll be there and I won't. Like, he's running them. It's like 9 or 10 fights that go through this fight call. Like, I didn't do the math. I just looked at the list and went, Jesus, fuck, that's a lot of fight call. So, yeah. Like, yeah. And it was so good. It's so good. I'm so excited.
I wonder if it's good.
You guys, it's good.
Sweet Caroline.
Bow, bow, bow.
All right.
All right. Salsa's just looking at him like, you're not going to finish that?
No, I'm just wondering where that came from.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, that part. Yeah. Nobody ever does that part.
I do.
You're going to bust into Sweet Caroline to, like, no.
Most people do that. Bow,
bow, bow. Exactly.
Uh-huh. I felt like this would be maybe a little more explicable.
You're explicable. No,
that literally the only part of that song I know is Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum. Hmm. I don't know what you're talking about with the so good, so good, so good.
Oh. That's all
right. Like, I don't know that part.
It's...
It's the part where it goes, so good, so good.
Oh, that part.
Yeah.
It's something like, and the thing is, I only know that the end of the lyric is something like, never were so good. Like, the good times never were so good.
Good times never were so good.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so good.
I don't remember that part.
It's not, it's a college bar thing.
Like, the next part. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Definitely, if you're local, go see Klingon Christmas Carol opening this weekend.
Yo, I am seeing it.
It is way better than whatever the fuck we just said was.
If you're not local, go get a plane ticket.
Katie.
Come on in.
Test those new lungs out.
See Klingon Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I bet those lungs have never been to America before.
And then...
Or in this cold.
And then you have to come back for the polar plunge. Not to participate, just to laugh.
What if people that are flying in?
Yeah, I feel like that would actually kill her.
I don't want literally. That. I don't want that.
No, neither do I.
No. Mm-mm. If you are going to fly in for a mm-hmm. weekend of seeing shows, this weekend, though, I'd love you to see the opening of Klingon Christmas Carol.
Giggity.
Is not the weekend that you should fly in to see all of the shows. Because mm-hmm. the following weekend, mm-hmm. there will still be Klingon Christmas Carol available to you. And then I am opening another show. It actually just runs that weekend, the 14th, 15th, 16th. Dread the Halls.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Horror. And I am super excited. It's a collaborative thing. So it's there's Rogues Gallery, which is Duck Washington's production company.
Nice.
So I'm directing for that.
Mm-hmm.
There's also Ghoulish Delights, which is Tim Uren, and he's widely known for his horror in the area.
Mm-hmm.
He always puts together some really good things. I've been privileged to have done some violence for him in the past. Mm-hmm. He hasn't asked me to do any this time, so now I'm like,
He is a person of talent all around.
Yeah. There is Aaron Shepherd Presents.
Yes.
Which, Aaron Shepherd does dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's doing a piece or two. I don't know. I don't know much of what the other people are doing other than Christmas Horror. Oncoming Productions,
mm-hmm.
Which is also known for a lot of their area. There was one that they did with babies that fell out of the sky. nicely. Like, these babies just kind of showed up. Mm. And people started taking care of them, and that went poorly for them. And it was...
I am keenly interested in seeing that, if they ever remount it.
Yeah. So those are the shows, mm-hmm. but there's going to be music interspersed by the Champagne Drops.
Mm.
Lovely singing duo. So,
yeah, good plans to see this.
Yeah.
Even though it runs the same weekend as a different show.
What? Do tell.
Yeah, in addition to Klingon Christmas Carol, there is a different Christmas Carol. I've been talking about it, sort of a little bit, sort of smattering the
here and there.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
14th, 15th, and 16th. I will be in a stage play. Of a radio play of A Christmas Carol. So we're going to get up on stage and pretend to be old-timey, ye olde radio-y actories. live sound effects and live musicians. And it's done in the most sincere fashion.
Aww.
But they're... there's also, you know, like, it's definitely a bit also.
Yeah.
But one of the things about this show that I will say is that in the 1980s, we were just, like, swamped with 1,001 interpretations of A Christmas Carol. Is one of the first that I've...
Pause.
All right, my apologies there.
Technical difficulties. Yeah. Just say it's technical difficulties.
We're back on track, James.
You don't have to admit to your fault.
Boop, you are now listening to side two of Alice's Adventures James. Through the Looking Glass.
What were you talking about?
Yeah, I was saying of... In the 1980s and early 90s, people were just like hip deep in adaptations of a Christmas Carol. The best among them... arguably and factually being Jim Henson's A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Right. Yeah, hands down, best.
I have to say that aside from that, this is my favorite version.
Okay.
Very easily. It is earnestly chilling and very uplifting in different places. But my fellow actors that do this... it's become our tradition to do this every year. They're only getting better.
Excellent. Yeah. What about you?
I like to set a low bar for everyone. It makes them look really good.
You've been succeeding.
That's fair.
So, lower your bar.
Lower your bar.
So,
especially because Jenna needs to sit in the high seats just to...
Yes, please. Oh,
man,
my
if there
God.
Was a Jenna Height bar, that would be so adorable.
It
Jenna
would be pretty
Height
cute.
Bar.
Jenna Height bar. Jenna Height bar. Jenna Height bar. Jenna Height bar. Jenna Height bar. Jenna Height bar.
Anyway,
yeah. So I'm
yeah.
I'm really pleased to do this, and fortunately, the production schedule for one of the days is different enough that I will be able to go and see your show.
And I will be able to go and see his show.
Bangering.
Yeah.
So wait, that would be Sunday, right?
Uh-huh.
Sunday, you have a matinee at what time?
At, I want to say 1 p.m.?
Question mark?
Yes, I will confirm.
Yeah.
At yeah.
Matins?
And then we have our show at 7 or 7:30. I think it's 7:30.
Super easy way for me to
yeah. So on Sunday, do yourselves a favor, go see James's show, get some dinner, come see my show.
Mm-hmm.
The night before, you will have already seen Klingon Christmas Carol. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So you'll know what our complete. Radio play is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume your radio play has less Klingon.
Yes.
Okay.
By number and volume.
But does it have the same amount of fighting?
Not no.
Yeah. Is that a yes? God, you're confusing.
It is at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
So depending on when your call is. You, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
Well, I'm not going to have a 2 o'clock fair. Call for a 7:30 show.
No.
That seems weird.
Yeah. But yeah, I have been extremely pleased to be involved with this cast and this show before, and it is only, like I said, only improving.
Oh, there is one more thing that I meant to say about my show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I do have some phenomenal people acting for me. I have Bryn Berryhill.
I've heard of her.
Eric Thompson.
Heard of him.
And was it Kyle or Carl?
Kevin? Keith. Kelsey.
Keith. It's, yeah.
That's.
Yeah, our friend Keith, which I call him Kyle in a message.
Oh, it was actually Keith?
Yeah, it is actually Keith.
Do you not know the running gag?
No, I do. Oh, that's God. Why. I thought you were talking about like Kyle Decker.
No.
So I thought it was.
Nope.
I was reversing the joke.
No.
By oh, huh, oh well.
Yeah, no. You hit the punchline before the punchline came.
Sorry.
Fail.
Anyway, no, I do have Keith. who's and the three of them are doing a delightful job. Plus, there are a couple of other voices that happen to make an appearance in this show.
I've heard.
Yeah. So you should definitely find out who else's voices may be appearing in this show.
I will be very excited.
I'm
you
sure.
already are.
Well, yep. Yeah.
About most things.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much as Emma.
Kind of a Labrador Retriever.
Yeah.
Just excited about everything and occasionally
pee. Yeah.
Yep.
So nope, and we did actually have our a rehearsal because it's like a 10 minute, you know, 10 sure. to 15 minutes. So we've got a hefty but, you know, tightened timeline rehearsal mm-hmm. schedule, and it's good. It's real good.
I'm glad.
Like even just doing the read through and the blocking mm-hmm. and the violence. yeah. It's the point of our show. I think we're gonna just try to make people cry.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's good for horror, right?
I'm down. Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, the kind of horror that makes you jump is, for me, that's the easy one.
I feel like the best horror has a good mix. You got some psychological, you got some jumpy mm-hmm. shit, you got some whatever. Like, that's my favorite stuff. When you're mm-hmm. using all of those tools effectively.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. It is the psychological that's more fun for me in general.
Yeah.
And violence.
Hitchcock plus Kubrick.
I love violence. I don't know if you guys knew.
Plus Michael Bay.
Ah, no. No. No.
But good, you know, instead
yeah,
of...
Yeah, well... Yeah. I don't...
Plus puppets.
I mean, I don't have... Well, that's the other show.
I know. I'm just so excited.
I'm so excited. I got to choreograph puppet violence. Okay. I'm sorry. That's going on my resume, and it's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shows, go see them.
Do yeah. it.
Are we ready for the outro?
Wait, what about my shows?
Okay, let's talk about your shows.
I have no shows, and I'm Told fucking happy about that.
Like so, I said, I've got enough for the both of us. That's fine.
I'm so goddamn happy about
no
that.
I've got no shows on me.
Like, I love performing and all that, but man, it is so nice to look at your schedule and go, I just got nothing.
You know, I was originally also going to talk about auditions for Fearless
Ooh,
5,
yeah.
But we're booked.
Yep.
We are. We have mm-hmm. all of our audition slots are full. You can still sign up to be on the wait list
mm-hmm.
Because there will be people that won't be able to make it for whatever reason, mm-hmm. so... So you can still get on the wait list for the Fearless Five.
Yep. You just need a headshot, resume, and monologue?
Comedic monologue.
Yep.
Yep. Comedic monologue preferred.
Preferred, yeah.
If you don't have one, that's fine. We'll work with you. We'll try. We'll see what happens.
If you want a really good comedic monologue, read my resume.
I don't understand. Did you put puns in it?
They're going to look at it and go, you went back?
That's...
It's the job equivalent of a brick joke.
I have a shout out.
Yay, shout outs.
I want to give a shout out to every single person who showed up for my birthday or sent me birthday wishes or in any way, shape, or form acknowledged that I exist and that you appreciate
Salsa.
The fact that I'm here.
You exist.
I do.
I appreciate the fact that you're here.
I have...
Good team effort.
Not to get too deep into things, I have never been the most, like, I stereotypically did not have a lot of popularity in school and struggled with, you know, self-worth, you know, all through college and stuff like that, and never had much self-esteem, and it's only been in the last decade or so that I've really kind of come to grips with the fact that people can like me just because they... find me an interesting person, you know, like that's totally a thing, because for the longest time that wasn't a thing that I could believe in myself, and so to have everybody, you know, give me birthday wishes and stuff like that really really legitimately means a lot to me, and I want to say thank you to everyone who made it out, everyone who sent me wishes, etc.
Do you know how many times I had to stop myself from saying jokes in the middle of that?
Jokes. I mean, jokes would have been appropriate.
Yeah, I'm okay with but it. It's the shut up.
Perhaps even apropos. Mm.
No. No.
All right. So, nothing then.
I've got a shout out.
Yeah?
While we were at the ice rink, there was a tiny child wearing a goaltending mask. Well, not a goaltending mask. No, I think it was just like a hockey player's mask.
Just a hockey mask. Yeah, with a full cage.
The full face mask cage was the part that confused me. But I realized it would have to be a lot longer. This kid was just like zooming around and would occasionally biff it strongly. Just and then slide into the boards. But also, like, this kid got back up.
Yeah.
And this is also what I want to say about Salsa's kids, is that, like, Asher fell down and maybe it was just his pride or his elbow or something like that, but he got hurt. And then, like, he brushed it off and he got back up. And like you said, he was also zooming around by the end. And there's something so encouraging about that. Because, like, most of my time there was just like, okay, don't fall. And it wasn't until the end, actually, after I fell down, that I was like, all right, well, that happened.
It was a beautiful fall. It was like the slow motion, like, oh, is he going to catch himself? No, not quite. Ah, there he goes.
Yep. It was like a nature documentary.
Kind of, yeah.
But yeah, no, I like good on those kids for just very literally getting back up and trying again. Success does not come without that.
Yeah.
So
I want to give a shout out to the local theater scene.
Yeah.
Cause I have seen like the past couple of weekends, I've just kept going out to see more and more shows. Mm-hmm. And then the next couple weekends, I'm just going to see more and more shows. Like, I've got so many theater things to see and of so much variety.
Hmm.
And we, like, we're super lucky here in the Twin Cities. we have a super strong theater scene. And there's always something to see, something to do.
Yeah.
To hear, something to smell, something to touch. There, we hit all five.
Do I point out to him that he missed taste?
Nope.
Okay.
Salsa has no taste.
Yeah! Oh. Boom! Well done.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Good.
But yeah, we're so lucky to have the local theater scene. It's super strong. Everybody's encouraging of everybody else. People are generally good at constructive criticism, myself aside. But no, that's accurate. I'm real fucking bad at it. I'm not gonna lie. It's a good thing I'm as good as I am, or you know,
very good. By the way.
And people are just willing to go out there and try things and experiment and grow, and it's great. So good.
That's fucking awesome. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Give the governor a harumph.
Are we ready?
Well, I think we should grab a cup of coffee.
Good call.
If I had to get a cup of coffee, I would want it to be TrueStone Coffee from TrueStoneCoffee.com.
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 That one.
Yeah.
not only do they have amazing roasted to perfection coffee made by extremely smart people, but
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
At TrueStoneCoffee.com.
Yeah. Damn it, Salsa.
And
timing.
Yeah, he got hit by a brick. All right. Fuck, man. So, not only do they have amazingly well-roasted coffee.
Also a sense of that taste.
Perfect. But they have amazing t-shirts and glassware and things like that. But really focusing on the coffee. It is the best coffee I've had in my life. as far as comparing one bean to another bean, it's bean for bean the best coffee I've ever had. You can prepare bad coffee very well. You can make it palatable and amazing, but it's so much easier and so much better when you start with good beans. And if you use a promo code at checkout, you can get 10% off your purchase. Do you know that promo code?
Apropos.
That's the one.
Oh, good.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Only took 700 episodes. Using the promo code apropos.
But it's spelled apropos.
Shit. It is spelled apropos. But it tastes apropos. Salsa. So, using that, you'll get 10% off. And
TrueStoneCoffee.com.
And it will be delivered directly to your door with a date stamped on it to let you know how flippin' fresh it is. And the answer is very.
Pretty flippin'.
Very flippin' fresh.
Good.
Yay, coffee.
Yay.
You know what I'm holding in my hand right now? Dear listener?
Which hand?
You're supposed to guess, dear listener. Dear listener, what am I holding in my hand?
They're not going to be able
to. This is like the Dora the Explorer thing.
No,
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, we're doing the thing that they do for children's shows.
Yeah.
Where they ask
Dora the question, looks at the screen.
They look at the and then like, yeah! Yeah, exactly. So, hey, listeners, you know what I'm holding in my hand? That's right. It's a physical copy of a Fast
Wait,
Five.
Pause. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
We know who it's from.
We do know who it's from.
It came from my mother-in-law, who also delivered unto us the booze.
Which is the best Christmas story ever.
It is.
Right.
Delivered unto us the booze.
And that's what happened to Jesus. I'm cracking open the seal.
Three wise men, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, and Captain Morgan.
I actually had a three wise men on my 21st.
Yep, that's actually a cocktail.
They were assholes.
Yeah.
And I puked later. So
yeah, that's what it does.
This is why I don't like Christmas anymore.
All right. I am unrolling the scroll.
Ooh. Oh, that is all rolled up.
Oh, my. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Question number one.
Dun, dun, yes. Dun, dun.
Red or green?
Green.
Red. In the little wreath Christmas cookies, I like the red hots. I like the ones that have red hots. And so I like the ones with red. Sorry, Salsa.
I'm going with red.
Okay.
I just ordered a bunch of neutral tone sweaters.
Oh.
And one of them was a nice olive green. So,
green is a neutral tone?
Kind of. Okay. It's earth tone.
Question number two.
Hmm.
What does this say here? Oh, red or green?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Red.
Are you having any trouble?
Because I also, last month I got myself a couple of blazers.
Uh-huh.
And one of my blazers is that like a wine red.
Yeah.
It's super classy. I wear it with a black and white shirt.
Like a burgundy?
Kind of. It's slightly
wine red.
I mean, burgundy has more purple undertones to it than
There's
wine
no
red.
Purple wines, Jenna.
Yeah, they start with purple grapes.
God damn it. Is it
purple grapes?
Purple grapes. God. Well, that reminds me of my favorite Steven Universe line.
I'm going with green this time.
All
right. Okay.
Question number three.
I'll also go with green.
Let me get my glasses out
this time.
Here. Question number three. Red or green?
You know what? I think that if I was going to a blow-up party at the North Pole, I would rather kick it with the elves than with Santa.
Ooh.
So I'm going green.
If I had a choice between a red car and a green car, I would choose a green car.
Elves green?
Yeah, they generally wear like little green outfits, and Santa wears the red outfit.
They do?
In Coca-Cola ads, yeah.
No way.
Like other places, too, yeah. Salsa learned something new about elves today.
Yeah, he just thought everybody was dressed in yellow.
Dressed in yellow, dressed in yellow, dressed in yellow.
She says hello, come sit next to me, my fellow.
So anyway.
I'm going to go red, I guess.
Okay.
Question number four.
Yes.
Red or green?
Okay. Okay.
I would rather hang garlands, like the green pinecone garland-y type things.
Sure.
Than, like, dangle ribbon, like a red ribbon.
Sure. I get that. Yeah. All right. Like those giant poinsettias or something that poison your pets.
I mean, I don't have pets, so...
Yeah. I mean, they're beautiful, but, like, your poor pets, like...
Like, does my robot vacuum count?
We gotta go.
I'll just shut her off from here.
I'll choose that. Oh, fair. I'll choose green because I like green lights better than red ones.
Which number are we on?
That was four.
That was four. Yeah. I'm gonna go red again.
All right.
Yeah.
Question number five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know what you're thinking. And you're right. It's red or green. I'm going to go green, which gives me a straight down red, green, red, red, green.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go... I feel like presents wrapped in... red feel more festive to me than the green ones.
Yeah. Because green could be any time of year, but like red presents are kind of iconic.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, Valentine's Day, but...
There's that. I'm going to say red because it's the what everybody on Red Green calls the host.
Oh, all right.
That being Red Green's first name. Yeah.
You know what? I actually have a reason for saying green.
Yeah?
And it's tied to what Jenna was saying. Valentine's Day already gets red. Oh. Fuck that! Christmas gets green!
Alright.
Alright, yeah. There you go.
The whole point of Christmas is bringing greenery into your home and keeping it safe until spring.
Just don't try to justify it.
I'm going to forget all of my made-up context,
We finish this out by saying, have I bothered Salsa enough?
Probably not.
Keep it up.
Then we open up the answers envelope.
Yep. I went with red,
marked
green.
With an A.
Marked with green, a green, green, red. Which it's is not how the hot cross buns are marked.
No.
Those are marked with a B. And I'm unrolling. And the winner is La La Land.
Aww.
Yeah, well.
Question number one. What did we all say? I went with red.
I went with red.
I went with green.
Mary went with red.
Okay.
I don't remember why I went with green. Oh, yeah, because sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got an olive drab
sweater. God damn it. Which color suspender is on Red Green's right side?
I don't even know.
This one has a correct answer.
It does, and I am not enough of a nerd to know that off the top of my head.
I think his right side is green.
I'm guessing. Oh,
also, yeah. Okay.
Is
red.
It is
it
red.
It is red.
Oh,
yeah. So I thought that was her answer at first. No, that is just the answer.
Shit.
It is red.
Well, I got the answer right when I did.
Yay! I win. Also, if you have not watched Red Green, by the way, what the fuck? Are
not
you
fucking like good. Forever.
I have my signed roll of duct tape right there.
I am a little jealous.
Fucking centered on the mantle.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two, red or green, which grapes and wine are better for you?
I went with wine red blazer, so I feel like I got... Which are better for you?
Which are better for you?
I went with green.
I believe it's the red wine is better for you.
I think it's got the antioxidants and stuff in it.
Yeah. So red wine it's got the tannins and that.
Yeah. But some people argue that the tannins are worse for you.
I think...
Like Marty McFly.
I think the... No, I think I read somewhere that you're supposed to have red wine.
You can read something for or against anything.
For and against anything. Yeah. But I think, like, I've never seen anything about white wine specific, but red wine, I feel like, you know, a glass of wine a day or whatever.
I think I was wrong on that stuffs. One. Yeah, I think I was
right with my wine red blazer.
Oh, that's eerie.
I was about as close as I could get with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. See, clothing matters.
It's true.
Right, question number three. What color are the Christmas trees at the White House?
They are blood red.
They are red, and I got this one right.
They are, like, disturbingly red.
They somehow the dystopian weird bullshit from last year got worse.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, now it looks like the Anthony Hopkins Titus Andronicus. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So there's that.
No, they're creepy.
Question number four. I said red.
I said green.
I said green.
Which jalapeno peppers are hotter?
Is the...
The green ones are, aren't they?
I don't know.
So far, I think all of the correct answers have been red.
I actually don't know.
Huh.
I couldn't tell you.
I believe it's the red ones.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was the green ones.
Okay. Cool. Question number five.
Internet.
Yes.
What? What?
In the butt? no?
What?
What?
What apples didn't God make if it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes?
I don't know.
What apple is it?
I feel like this has to be a reference to something, but I'm not. What apples didn't God make if it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes?
P.S. Green ones are, in fact, hotter.
Oh.
Red ones are a little bit sweeter.
Oh. Good to know.
Yeah.
That's just one of many wrong choices I've made in my life. Drink to forget. So, do we...
Okay, so it's apparently a Roger Miller song.
Okay.
Called Little Green Apples. So the answer is apparently green.
I got that one wrong.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And
so it's just a reference to the song Little Green Apples.
God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes, and there's no such thing as make-believe. Puppy dogs, autumn leaves, and BB guns.
Huh. And now I have to listen to this song.
I need to listen to the song too, but I like Roger Miller, but I'm honestly have never heard this. I'm so baffled on this one. I apologize. So, anyway, that's our kind of confusingly ended Fast
Five. We found out who is right and who is dead.
None of us are dead. Yeah. And none of us were right. So it's a false dichotomy, James.
It's not an either or.
Your face is a false dichotomy.
You were making it a false dichotomy.
No, I didn't say or. Who is right or who is dead. I said who is right and who is dead.
Nobody. So there's not even a false dichotomy.
Some people are.
No.
Where? Is? It, Kyle?
Who's got something to plug? If you would like to send in a Fast Five, send two emails to salsa@awnpodcast.com. Send the first one with just the five questions, and the second one, repeat the questions and include the context. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you get us a hard copy... or bribe us with booze, or both. Yours will jump to the top of the list away. Thank you so very much to those who have sent them in. Thank you so to the ones who have sent them in that we haven't gotten to yet. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the ones who are going to be sending them in. And that's you, right? Right.
Right.
Also, I may have been wrong about the peppers.
Oh.
There's conflicting information on the internet.
What?
I know.
Hell.
I know. There are many different theories.
It is hypotheses? Noted that the... I mean, it may have been tested. But it is noted that for sure, the red one is going to have more sweetness to it, whether or not it's hotter.
And even if it is hotter, the sweetness would make it seem less hot, potentially.
Mine was entirely experiential.
Anyway, the older the pepper and the more stress the plant has been under, the more white lines you'll see and the hotter the pepper will be. So it actually seems to be more about the white lines, but the red ones are more likely to get more white lines because it's the stress on the pepper that makes it hotter.
Yeah, no, peppers and grapes actually are similar. You want them to be under stress because that makes a better... wine or pepper. This is actually so.
Just park your plant in front of a Kubrick film.
So this is interesting. I'm going to drop a little bit of science here, just because I find it fascinating. You know how they talk about, like, in France, they've got the fields where, like, literally a field will be right next to another field, and this field will produce $20 bottle of wine, and then the field right next to it will produce $1,000 bottle of wine. And how people are like, that's absolute bullshit. And here's the thing: it's absolutely not. And this is what it is the quality of the soil. For example, the one field will have just tiny little rocks, and the other field will have big rocks. And what happens is, the one with the tiny little rocks, those plants grow down, they find water, it's all good. The ones with the big rocks, a couple things happen. A, they have to get their roots around big rocks and stuff like that. And B, those rocks retain thermal energy.
Ooh.
Through the course of the day, you know, they'll retain heat and coolness, and so the thermal,
like a battery,
exactly. And so the ones with, like, more rocky soil, because they're under more stress to produce to survive, the grape is so much more flavorful and so much more robust. So there is actually science behind why a field right next to another field can give a way better wine. It's actually a thing. So anyway.
Science!
And same thing with these peppers. By stressing them, by giving them a dry climate, forcing the pepper to fight for it makes them stronger.
Cool.
Cool shit. Who's got something to plug?
I've heard there are some shows coming up.
I don't have any.
Plug your shows, Salsa.
Become one of my company's clients and submit a support ticket. Otherwise, I'm not doing shit for you.
Agreed.
I do a podcast. It's a weekly podcast. It's called Apropos of Nothing.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you should. You should.
Sounds dumb.
Look it up.
All right. This coming weekend, A Klingon Christmas Carol opens December 7th, runs December 7th, 8th, 10th, 14th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 27th, 28th, and 29th. 7 p.m. Sundays, 4:30, although we don't have a Sunday one this weekend. We do have a Sunday one other weekends. I believe the 10th is industry night, so that might be a good deal for you. Go find more information on that at www.downmoundstheatre.org. And the fight's pretty cool.
I've heard.
Also, 14th, 15th, 16th, Dread the Halls. Come see Rogues Gallery Art. And a variety of other incredible horror people. Horror people. I'm going to go with horror people. Horror.
No, horror. I'm just laughing at the phrase horror people.
Horror people.
Yes.
Lots of good shows. I pretty much guarantee it because every name in there is incredible. So go see that. It's the performances are at Off the Leash, or Off Leash, which is actually right over in the neighborhood over here by the AON Labs. So, I think it's 7:30 every night. So check that out.
Fucking awesome. You can see the stage play of the radio play of the story, A Christmas Carol, along with musical guests and so forth and such whatnot. On the 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m. and the 16th at 2 p.m. at the Lakeville Performing Arts Center.
Ooh.
Yes. So, go and do. It's a wonderful venue. The neighborhood is fantastic. The restaurants in the area are pretty great. There's a brewery that is a favorite of mine. So, yeah.
Go for the brewery, stay for the play?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Sounds like a play to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that about does it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, tell your friends to listen to us.
Tell your enemies, too.
Tell your enemies to listen to us for different reasons. Send in those fast fives, and, you know, in the meantime, eat the fucking cake.
We love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha. Cha, 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 cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.